that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. How you doing today? You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and as I always say, stealing Mr. Rogers' words, it's another great day in the neighborhood, isn't it? I'll tell you. So I couldn't sleep last night. I've got cobwebs in my brain today, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to remember more stuff than I can't remember this morning, but I went up to the Poconos last night to give a presentation at this place that was up. The Poconos aren't really high. I don't even know why the hell they call them mountains, but anyway, they do. I gave a presentation at this place called Penn's Peak, and it was on top of the mountain. It's a venue where they have musicians and stuff come, and they've got a little restaurant there and a bar and a balcony all around. So it's very pretty, and you can see all around and into the valleys and stuff like that and the other peaks around there. And it was a real pretty, very pretty, peaceful environment to be in. And it was a nice break from reality, I'll tell you. Of course, I was talking about reality, so that's not a nice break from reality. But just to be out in a rural setting like that is so nice. I just love that stuff. I really do. It's good for the soul, I think. So we got to combat these green Nazis who want to take away our ability to commune with nature. As, I don't know, they used to say that. What the hell? They used to say that in the 70s or something like that. We're communing with nature. Well, listen, I got news for you. When these commies get done, these green Nazis, we aren't going to be able to commune with nature. The only thing we're going to be communing with is distant memories of what it used to be like, because it ain't going to be like that anymore. And I can tell you, that's the facts. Those are the facts and nothing but the facts. I wish they were, and I wish my show was just all about talking about fictional stuff, and it was just a fantasy show and we were making it up as we went along, because that was like the idea of the show was to who could make up the best story. But unfortunately, none of the stuff that we discuss on this station and on my show and on this network, none of the stuff that is discussed is fictional. It is all fact, and it's all happening. Whether you want to believe it or not is entirely your prerogative. We do have that option in life. We can choose to believe things, or we can choose to ignore them. It's entirely up to you. And what kind of a future you want is your decision. No one can make that happen for you. But I was reading one of the articles that was up on the website today, one about the self, and I'm talking about Republic Broadcasting Network's website, talking about the FBI is on your cell phone, do you care? And the last line of this article from Judge Learned Hand, who was a very wise judge, actually, Supreme Court judge, I believe, Learned Hand was, warned us liberty lies in the hearts of men and women when it dies there. No constitution, no law, no court can save it. And that's very, very true, because unless we do it, unless we lose that whole concept, unless we keep that, rather, that whole concept, if we forget it, if we fail to protect it, then it will be just a distant memory. And you will live in a green ghetto with just a vague, vague memory of what things used to be like. And we are losing it rapidly, kids. You don't do something about it, you've got to do something. If you sit on the sidelines, you're a damn fool. And let me be the first to say that. If you do absolutely nothing, you are a damn fool, and you are condemning yourself to a life of misery. And the misery will only increase exponentially as the days roll on. The misery index won't be decreasing. It will be increasing. And wasn't there a misery index back in the 70s or something? I think if I'm recalling correctly for unemployment and inflation and that stuff, I think there was a misery index then. Anyway, the misery index will be increasing exponentially unless you decide to do something, unless you decide to take a position now. Get involved in the fight, or you can stay on the sidelines, eat your potato chips, which I happen to like. You could eat those and eat your bonbons and do nothing while the world burns. Or you could do something. Up to you. Entirely up to you. No one's pointing a gun at your head. Not now, anyway. Somebody may be down the road. I would dare venture to say that down the road you will find that that will be the case. But today it is not. And so if you want to keep it from happening, you got to stand up today. Now's the time. Magic word is today, not tomorrow. See, tomorrow never comes, does it? I mean, really, tomorrow never comes. It's only today we have. So it's up to you. You decide what you want to do, what kind of a future you want. What do you want the horizon to look like? Gloom, horror, horrific living standards, pure misery, pure hell? Or do you want there to be something on the horizon that gives one a glimpse and a glimmer of hope? It's always, always, always up to the individual. It's not up to the collective. It is up to the individual. The individuals in the community are the ones who make the choices, not the collective. So, up to you, kids. Anyway, let me give you some contact information to call into the show today. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. Hello to everybody who listens all over in Dallas on KHFX 1140 AM. Hello, Dallas. Hello, Fort Worth. Hello, Texas. Hello, America. Hello, world. I'm glad you guys are listening. Call in 800-313-9443. And listen, if you want to advertise, then I suggest get in touch with us to make that happen, because you'd be wise to do that. Listen, that's the cue music. We're going to break. And when we come back, I'll bring on my great guest. So don't go away.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
unsolicited opinion. And for those of you out there who have a small business or a service that you would like to advertise on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest that you get in contact with Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's the phone number for the network, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Listen, we are heard in a lot of places, so it just makes perfect sense. If you want to continue to hear the truth, that you help make that happen, you can buy products that are advertised on Republic Broadcasting Network, which is republicbroadcasting.org. Go there, check them out, Berkey water filters, food grinders, et cetera, et cetera. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, and if you want to send us something via mail, because you're a fan of the post office, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is the address if you're into snail mail and you're not into all of the other fancy, smancy stuff. Then you can send something to a Republic Broadcasting Network that way. Listen, everybody, my guest this morning is a lady that I've had on before. My guest is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell. She writes for Canada Free Press. She is a first-hand expert on communism because she grew up in a communist country. She has written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, available on, I believe, Amazon and the little Kindle device. And she joins me this morning to talk about all the wonderful things about communism. It's just a wonderful thing, isn't it, Dr. Powell?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am great. We just returned from Romania, my country of birth, and I have a lot of stories to tell.
Good. Well, let's get going. Why don't you give a little background on Romania for anybody who may not understand what the history of Romania is and or was and is. Maybe that would be a good place to start, Dr. Johnson.
I'll make it very, very brief. Romania is a small country by the Black Sea, and its proximity is very, very scary. It's to the Middle East. If you cross the Black Sea, you're basically in Turkey.
Okay.
And in the European side of Turkey in Istanbul. And it is a Latin-based language. People were conquered by the Romans, so they are of Roman heritage. They're surrounded by countries that speak Slavic languages, such as Russia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and so forth.
Okay.
And it was communist it became communist after World War II. And it was communist until 1989 when the dictator Ceausescu was thrown out. The army rose up and helped the population because they were defenseless. Their weapons had been confiscated. And since then, they have become more capitalist in some ways than we are. The last time I visited in 1985, it was still very much communist. And it was so disheartening and sad for me to watch my family and other people suffer needlessly and being persecuted and suffer shortages of food, medical care, drugs, and basic needs that I just stopped going because I couldn't help them.
Yeah.
And so I waited 25 years. I returned recently with my husband who wanted to see where I grew up and where I came from, and I found a completely different country. We landed at in Bucharest at the airport, and I expected the same tired, communist era one building with lots of guards with machine guns, and I was pleasantly surprised to see a beautiful brand new terminal with all the modern amenities, and we were treated very well. People were smiling now. The guards still scrutinized our passports, but we were allowed in quickly. We didn't even have to have a visa. Nobody rifled through our suitcases, and we weren't scanned from head to toe like we are here. We weren't made to take our shoes off. We just felt completely free, and we were able to rent a car, something which to me was a novelty because it did not exist in 85. We had to rely on relatives to take us from place to place. However, some things have not changed, such as socialized medical care. The first stop we made from the airport was at one of the best hospitals in Romania. We were in Bucharest, the capital, where my uncle was recuperating for the past 2 months from brain surgery. And if you haven't lived under communism, you know that anything you had done to your body when you entered the hospital, you pretty much, your life was in God's hands. You didn't know if you would come out walking or, you know, feet first.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The fact that now they have an actual brain surgeon who was not only willing to operate on him, he had a brain tumor, but actually successfully removed his tumor and he was still alive, walking and talking, was amazing. However, post-operatively, he was in this hospital where we had to bribe the guard €5 to get in. There were abandoned dogs all over the place. They're actually all over the country. Apparently, Brigitte Bardot came to the country several years ago and introduced PETA to them.
Yeah, they're a wonderful group.
Yeah, so they kind of misunderstood the message, and now all the cats and dogs are allowed stray. They're everywhere in every place imaginable, including the hospital grounds. And they beg for food. They've actually learned to work the system. They ride the metro. They cross the pedestrian crosswalk.
The dogs get on the...
It was hilarious. I watched at least two different dogs cross the pedestrian walk. Anyway, so as we go into this hospital, after we bribed the guard, we had to walk to the third floor because the excuse was the elevator was not functioning. And I had heard this story before. They used to do that when we lived in our 12-story tenements. They would just cut them off to save electricity and tell us that it was broken. And I wondered how they moved patients. But anyway, as we made our way down the hallway, there were just all sorts of family members and patients milling about, and I did not see one nurse or one doctor, and it was 11 a.m. Nobody was caring for these people except their families. And it was apparent that none of the rooms were sterile, the hallways weren't sterile, and there was one bathroom for the entire floor. And, of course, I had to go, and I was appalled. The bathroom was like a three-room suite. One room, there was an elderly patient. She was doing her laundry in the sink by hand. Then you could see the bathtub in the corner that hadn't been used in months, and it was really dirty and dusty. And then another room was a mop and a bucket. It must have been the janitor's closet. And then the other room was the actual commode with huge windows wide open where everybody on the upper floors could see inside. There were no curtains or shutters, nothing.
Yeah.
And I was just appalled, and I thought, how did this man survive? And I asked his wife, who kind of looked haggard, well, why don't you go and rest a couple of days and come back? She said, no, if I leave, he's going to die. I said, well, how is he going to die? He has doctors and nurses. She said, well, first of all, nobody comes to care for him, no nurses, and the treatment that he needs, the therapy, is not being done. I have to be here to make sure that it is being done. So I was extremely shocked. So several days later, when his surgeons found out that I was in town and I was an author, they wanted to have their picture taken with me, and they asked that I would come back. And I politely declined because I was so appalled at the fact that patients are still being ignored after they're operated on. The family has to feed them. They have to bring their sheets, towels, toilet paper, you name it. And if they needed a bath, they had to bathe them. And I wonder how she handled a 200-pound man when he wasn't ambulatory. So it was just very, very sad.
Well, you know, I read, Dr. Powell, I had read that article that you had written, your latest one, which everybody listening, you can find Dr. Johnson Powell's articles up on Canada Free Press. So it's canadafreepress.com is the website. You could read a lot of her articles are up there. I read that, and I read it was amazing to me, the one part where you talk about how the nurses and doctors are paid to make sure the beds are they get bonuses for empty beds. It's just amazing to me. It's just so opposite. Like, hey, let's kill off the people. Let's not admit them. Let's not do anything. Let's keep the rooms empty so we get more money.
Yes, exactly. It was appalling. And I wonder in the provinces, in other areas, how the hospital actually looked like. I was scared to go. As a matter of fact, another uncle was hospitalized in the province or in another town north of Bucharest. He wasn't exactly ill per se. He had pleurisy, which, for those of you who are not medically inclined, he had fluid on his pleura around his lungs, and he needed some antibiotic shots, which over here can be done in the home. You know, you just go and have your shot. Well, they just don't have enough nurses to do that. So he had to actually go to an infectious disease hospital and stay for 2 weeks, which was the length of his treatment, and he was just climbing the walls because the man wasn't really that sick. He just needed this particular problem treated.
Yeah.
And the reason nobody wants to become nurses and doctors, who wants to go to school 6 to 8 years extra when you make the same amount of money as someone with a high school diploma?
Yeah, so they why would you bother?
Yeah, why bother? And they still supplement their incomes, the doctors and nurses, with bribes. If you pay the doctor an X number of euros or the nurse, you get better treatment. Otherwise, nobody looks at you. And it was exactly the same under communism because it's still socialized medicine. They do have compensated drugs for people who have a certain level of income. So they still have to pay 50% of the price of the drug or the doctor's visit. So a lot of the people, I saw young people who had literally rotted teeth in their mouths. They just can't afford to go and pay. The poorer people with less income, they would be treated for free, but the wait would be tremendous. And dental care, you had to wait years. Well, by that time, you probably would lose quite a few teeth.
Yeah, almost.
I was disheartened by that particular aspect, and I was praying God that nothing happened to us while we were there.
Oh, man, I'm sure. Who wants to be in that environment? You're taking your life in your own hands.
Exactly, and that's how it was under communism, and obviously it hasn't changed because they're now part of the European Union, and European Union has socialized medicine, which is exactly the same as communist medicine. The only difference is there are a few private clinics still allowed where you can actually pay full price, and I don't think it's reimbursed by insurance. I would have to verify that. And there is not very little wait.
Well, you know, one of the things I know that in Canada, which has socialized medicine, there started to spring up because of lawsuits where they sued the government. There was started to spring up some private clinics because people wanted to be able to have access to care they were not allowed to get. And this is in Canada. This isn't Romania.
Right.
I mean, this is in what you would think would be, if you want to call it, a first world country, you know, a Western nation.
Yeah. I think that's why these private clinics sprung up in Romania for the same reason you just described in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. They want somebody, if you got the money, you can grease the palms, you're going to get what you need. That's always been the case historically anyway.
I think so.
There's no social justice in that, is there, Dr. Powell?
No.
Yeah. It's amazing to me when you hear these stories, but it's so important. Listen, I can't hear the music, but I'm getting a little notice here. We're going to break. Dr. Powell will be back in about 3 minutes, everybody, so don't go away.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call in this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there. I've got a lot of information on my website. There's a tab there, especially look at this tab, the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Please take a look. Tons of links to other people's stuff, good information. I will link to Dr. Ileana Johnson's Powell's articles up on CanadaFreePress.com, which is where you can read her work. So please do that. You know, you're talking, Dr. Powell, about the healthcare system in Romania, and it made me think of Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who was Rahm Emanuel, who was Barack Obama's right-hand man for a period of time. His brother, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, had written that whole complete lives theory, system of an allocation, a way to allocate so they deem them to be scarce resources to people based upon where you fit in the food chain of things. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Work that he did? Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit, Dr. Powell, if we could, because I think people need to understand that what you're describing in Romania, which we would consider, you know, kind of like, I don't know, a third world country in a sense, I suppose, this post-communist nation, even though so many remnants of communism still exist there. Let's talk about how the allocation of resources works in the minds of someone like Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who has the ear of the President of the United States, whose thought process is in line with what happens in Romania. Same kind of thinking, in a sense. So.
Yeah, these people are, and I'm not saying that this man in particular does, but these people also believe in eugenics. They believe that the globe is overpopulated and that there's only room for about 500 million of us. Well, I don't know what they're planning on doing with the other billions that already exist. So they believe that we put a strain on the planet, and the planet should be relieved of this strain, that is, of these extra lives. They definitely believe in abortion, a population control, and reducing the population by any means necessary. And, of course, the most convenient one is to deny people health care after a certain age by using a formula, which, according to this formula, I can't quote you the exact way they do it, but usually after the age of 50, you are no longer considered as useful or useful to society, and therefore more expensive treatments will be denied to you. There's a reason why Europeans say that their health care works so well, because it works well only when you have minor ailments, such as you have a infection or a cold, the flu, or whatever. You are treated, and it's relatively painless. But if you have something more complicated that requires an MRI or a CAT scan or some emergency procedure, you would or could or would die because you have to wait for months on end, sometimes a year or two, to get certain procedures. And I was asking my aunt how long my uncle had to wait to have his brain scan to find his tumor. And apparently, he's been trying to get it for about 3 years. Well, that tumor probably grew a lot in 3 years. It would have been a lot easier, yeah, if they had done it 3 years ago.
Well, I know with Dr. Emanuel's complete lives theory or system that he dreamt up, that I know up to age 15, you're not going to get a whole lot of care either.
Exactly.
Because you're not a real contributing member of society.
And exactly.
So they maximize their expenditure of health care dollars for somebody between the ages of, say, 15 and in his book, 40 years. And
oh, so, 40.
Yeah, it's 40 for him. And then after 40, it's kind of like, what was it, Logan's Run, I think, if you've ever seen that movie, Dr. Powen's movie from, I don't know, maybe the 70s or 80s, where I think after age 30 you had to die. So it's kind of the same kind of thinking. You know, you got to a certain point, then you were expendable. And, you know, it's kind of like similar kind of premise here, I would say, in a sense.
I think so. And babies who are born with minor ailments that are fixable tend to be, in his opinion, should be let die and not treated. And that, to me, is very inhumane and cruel way of seeing life that flies in the face of the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one of the other thing that's interesting, too, the way he calls it, that he deems it the complete lives, is because in his mind, the longer you've lived, you've had more of a complete life. Therefore, you should really kind of give up your life to, let somebody else have more life, when in reality, your existence isn't preventing them from having a more complete life anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no correlation between the two, but he tries to make the case for that somehow your existence prevents someone else from existing, and it's absolutely much crap.
It is, scientifically speaking. How are you going to prove that a few billion people are going to strain the planet as opposed to exactly this magical number of 500 million will not strain the planet? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ignorant,
yeah.
And it makes no sense.
Well, you know, I think about what they're doing here, Dr. Powell, and I imagine, I mean, just think, you know, because these people think they've got all the answers to all the questions, and they've got all
control over everything. So let's say one of these little viruses they've been cooking up in some laboratory somewhere to take out a few 100 million people, we'll say, and they've created some kind of a defense against that for themselves, and then say somehow that little bugger decides to mutate. Certainly not outside the realm of possibility. So now what they've created is going to take them out as well. It's a rather interesting thought and a little twist that I'm sure a lot of these megalomaniacs never thought of, huh?
I don't think they have plans for that. I don't think they've even thought about this idea of moving people into high-rise tenements in concentrated areas. What would happen if a bug, a disease, would actually explode in these thousands of people being moved together? How are they going to deal with this? I don't think they have a contingency plan.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, of course, if you want to kill off people, you put them in tenement environments, because, of course, those are breeding grounds for pathogenic organisms anyway. I mean, that, you know,
sure.
you know, TB and those kinds of things live much more prolifically in an environment where people are in close contact and close quarters. I mean, it's the ideal conditions for those things to proliferate. Listen, Dr. Johnson, that's Dr. Powell, Dr. Johnson Powell, that's the cue music, everybody. We're going to break. We will be right back. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and we shall return. 2 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to all of the stations out there that are carrying the programming here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and hello to everybody in Dallas and Fort Worth who is listening via KHFX 1140 AM. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, and she is a prolific writer, really, and she writes a lot of articles that you can find on CanadaFreePress.com. She has written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, and that is available on Amazon and on one of those little Big Brother devices called Kindle. I'm not too much of a fan of those devices, Dr. Powell. I prefer to have pieces of paper in my hand so I know the words are what you wrote them down when you wrote them down to be when you wrote the book, and not what they can be so easily changed to be our little, our wonderful technology that we have today. So I would, if I had the money, I'm telling you, I'd buy a copy of every book. I'd get the original editions, the first editions, and bury them somewhere so these people couldn't burn them.
I'm fond of books myself.
Yeah, me too. I think people should start buying up all the books they find at these secondhand stores and that, and keep them, because they're not going to be around. I can tell you that much. People start using books for toilet paper sooner or later, and we won't have any record of the past to even know what the hell went wrong and how to correct it and so on and so forth. So anyway, that's my take on Kindle devices. But for those of you who like that stuff, hey, you can find her book, Echoes of Communism, on there. So let's talk about a couple of the other articles that you had written recently. Dr. Johnson Powell, you had written one about the Global Reporting Initiative. So talk about that one, this organized snitching. I guess the article is entitled UN's Agenda 21 Equals Organized Snitching. So let's talk about that one a little bit. That's a little interesting.
Yeah, Agenda 21 is an interesting topic, and it's kind of fascinating to me. I do a lot of research on that, and I speak a lot on Agenda 21, and I find more and more intrusion into our lives coming from the United Nations, and it's called Agenda 21. And this particular snitching is an organization out of Nairobi, Kenya, and it is an arm of the United Nations, and they are encouraging and paying grants to companies, to corporations, since early 1990s, to actually report on compliance of various areas around the world, including the U.S., with Agenda 21, which is basically controlling population and confiscating private property and giving back private property to wilderness and moving people in these tenements with businesses and schools on the first floor, the lifestyle of 5 minutes away from school, discouraging people from their cars and into public transportation. And I have seen this even in Romania, and what I found out very interesting, I'm working on an article today about this, which actually has pictures I took in Romania. I was in my aunt's very dilapidated tenement that remained from Ceausescu's communist era, and when I went into the lobby, there was a sort of a shadow box made of glass, and it contained smart meters for every apartment in this tenement. And I wasn't sure at first they were smart meters, so I photographed them, sent the photograph to an engineer to confirm it, and sure enough, they were smart meters. And they were paid for, after I inquired, with grants from the European Union. Romania joined the European Union in January of 2007. At the same time, I would ask Romanians, and some of them are highly educated, including my cousin, who is now a millionaire and a very successful businessman, if they knew about Agenda 21, and they had no idea. And yet I saw signs of it everywhere.
Yeah.
For example, my hometown, the streets were completely torn up, and they installed tracks, and they now have trams and trolleys. And all the buses are the stretch buses, eco-friendly. And they have bicycles. They have the I Love Velo program, which was started by the Green Revolution Company out of Connecticut. And
what's it called? I Love what?
I Love Velo, V-E-L-O.
Okay.
Which is a free bike sharing program encouraging people to use these bicycles instead of cars. Well, Romanians have just gotten back their properties not long ago, so to speak, from the communists. And so they started buying cars. So there's an explosion of the economy. They have the fastest economy in Europe. And of cars, But there's no place to park them. Nobody has built parking garages because the EU is giving grants to towns specifically not to build garages. And so people are parking everywhere on sidewalks. I did not see any cops giving tickets for parking on the sidewalk. And another evidence was we rented a Class A Mercedes very cheaply. It was $35 a day. But no sooner than I stopped wondering, wow, how cheap it was to rent this car, unlimited mileage, when we went to fill up with diesel, and it was, we put about 47 liters, which is about 11 gallons or so. It's about close to 4 liters to a gallon. It was over $100 to fill this compact car, and I was appalled how expensive it was, most of which are taxes.
Well, that's and, of course, we know part of the whole goal is to make the cost of fuel so expensive and prohibitive. If it was about 10 bucks a gallon here, how many people who were working at, say, a minimum wage job or even more than a minimum wage job, how could you afford to spend that kind of money to go back?
You couldn't. So people, although had cars, they kept them parked and they walked or took these bicycles. And in the village, they used cars with horses.
Hang on, Dr. Powell. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Stay with us.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dr. Powell, when we went to break, I couldn't hear you real well with the cue music starting to play. Did you mention horses? Is that what you started to say?
Yes, I did. Okay. This was another evidence of Agenda 21. Because after communist people, where a lot of regulations have been removed, people were giving their land back or are still in litigation to get it back. They became better off financially, so people bought cars. Well, because gas is so expensive, you see them parked in the villages around big cities, which would be our equivalent for a suburb. And instead, for transportation, they use bicycles in the neighborhood, in the village, so to speak, or between the neighboring villages, which are 2-3 miles apart. And to transport anything of substance, whether it's wood for their stoves or hay or corn or whatever they're harvesting, they're using wagons or drawn by horses. But to make it more comfortable and not destroy the asphalt, they put car tires on the wagons. So that's the modern development of the wagon with car tires. But they're using horses most of the time, and I've seen some wagons pulled by oxen. And it was very strange. I do have photographs, which I will put on some of my articles because I'm going to write a series of articles about my trip. And I do have a picture of my shiny rental Mercedes next to a horse, you know, two horses pulling a wagon filled with some scrap metal.
Oh, it's, you know, I really wish we were making all of this crap up, Dr. Powell, but unfortunately for all of us, we're not making it up, and it's just not a bad acid trip somebody's on. It's reality.
No, and here's another example of Agenda 21, as they have discouraged people to work their land for agriculture, and my mom is equally guilty. She still owns 2 parcels of land that haven't been produced anything on since 1980. There's nobody really to work the fields to put in a crop. And I took a picture, which I'm putting in today's article on Agenda 21 from Eastern Europe, where the workers were harvesting corn. It was harvest time in Romania, and they were inmates. And I'm not sure whether they were being paid for this as inmates, or they were being forced to do as maybe reparations for the damage they've done. I don't know if they were petty thieves or hardcore criminals, but I was afraid to approach too much. I could see from the distance the guard tower in the middle of the field.
So, of course, they're discouraging people from growing their own food.
Yes, and they're importing it from China and Turkey. Everywhere I look, people would say, especially my cousin, we've eaten quite a few meals in their house, and they would tell me, these are tomatoes, or they were grown on our farm. They still had a farm not far from town. They're not imported from Turkey or from some other Middle Eastern country, which is relatively close to Romania.
Yeah.
They said, well, they're not very good. They don't taste as good. So it was kind of sad to see people buying their food when they have perfectly fertile fields, buying it overseas. And as we drove from Bucharest, the capital, to Constanța, which is going east to the Black Sea, we crossed this big field where they used to grow wheat, and there was nothing grown on it. It was like a dust bowl.
Hang on, Dr. Powell. We're going to a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away. Don't change that dial.
The next round of the worst financial